Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, and we're going to travel over to Dawson this morning, Johnson Memorial Health Services, and we're going to visit with Anna Lewis. Anna's a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner. That's a mouthful there, Anna.
Yes, it sure is, Paul.
How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. We're both at work. That's a good thing then, right?
That's a good thing, right? I agree.
Yeah, so, are you enjoying the fall? Well, it's going to get pretty cool here in the next couple of days, so enjoy.
Yeah,
do you like the fall?
I like the fall. I liked last week better than this coming week.
Yep. Yeah, that was really nice weather last week, wasn't it?
It was beautiful.
Yep. So, Anna, why don't you just introduce yourself to our listeners here a little bit. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I'm Anna Lewis, like Paul said, and I'm a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner here at Johnson Memorial. See patients for any mental health needs along with medication management. I come from Granite Falls. I live there with my husband and three children.
Okay. And where'd you graduate from high school?
I graduated from Renville County West.
Okay, local girl then, huh?
Yep. Grew up in Bellevue.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. I did.
They got a nice winery outside of Bellevue, don't they?
Yes, with great pizza.
Yep, that's right. That's why I go there.
Me too.
And your college education?
Yeah, so I graduated from Walden University with my master's in nursing just a year and a half ago. And then previous to that, I had gotten my bachelor's through Chamberlain College of Nursing and had worked as an RN for 15 years prior to completing my master's degree.
Okay. Before we get into our subject here, Anna, I need to ask, why did you pick this profession or this the mental health part of it?
Sure. I think mental health is, of course, important, as we are all hearing about these days. And my passion for mental health is to be able to help people, to understand them, meet them where they're at, and provide them a treatment plan that is best suited for their life and where they're at.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. So what are we going to talk about this morning?
We'll talk a little bit about the holidays coming up, how to stay healthy through the holidays, and so maybe some of those coping through the stress that does come with the holiday season.
I'm already stressed just thinking about December.
I know.
So you're going to help us how to decrease stress during the holidays then, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Talk a little bit about that. And I think just remembering to pay attention to your mental health. How are you feeling? Acknowledging those feelings. Because there's a lot of dynamics typically that go into the holidays. And how do you get to enjoy them to the best of your ability while staying healthy?
Why do you think people get so stressed during the holidays? What's some of the reasons you would think?
I think some of it is, the having to go, all the plans, committing to all the different functions and different Christmas programs, whatever in the holiday events. But also then there's the buying of the presents and the financial piece that can be stressful. And then, of course, there's the family dynamics. There's, maybe people that don't get along in the household, and those kind of things can create stress as well. Or there's the substance abuse that is often viewed at the holiday, functions.
Right. Okay. Well, so how can we decrease our stress during the holidays then, Anna?
Yeah, so I think it's important paying attention to how you're feeling, getting good rest during that time, but knowing what can you handle, what is going to keep you, healthy, and is not just physically healthy, but also the mental health, needing to get that good rest, paying attention to your nutrition even during that period, along with some exercise. Keeping ourselves and our bodies moving is going to help decrease the stress, decrease the anxiety through things, keeping your water intake up. Those kind of things are, the everyday happenings that can prevent that stress from building.
Okay. Yeah, I know, when it gets closer to Christmas, you have so many commitments. Like you mentioned, the commitments. Sometimes people overcommit doing something every day, every night, and it kind of wears on you after a while, doesn't it?
Sure does. It can be very exhausting to feel that you have to commit to all these family functions. And I think some of that is, you know, if you're, you and your husband or wife, you know, making those, some healthy boundaries, like, okay, we're going to go to this function, but this is our time limit there so that our kids can nap. So a lot of that is hard on our little kids, too, that are exhausted from the running. But I guess not everybody's in that situation either. And you can still set healthy boundaries for yourself, whether you're single or married, to whatever event it is that you feel committed to. If it doesn't feel like a safe place, just paying attention to that, too.
Right, right. How about overindulging in, with the food and the drink?
Yes. That's always a challenge.
Yeah, that depresses me after I ate too much. I shouldn't have done that. And then you get kind of depressed.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's usually the, all the goodies, the sweets. And even, I mean, having too much sugar in our system can increase our anxiety because our body's busy fighting off all the sugar to not be able to fight off any of the stress or anxiety that we may be experiencing just on a general level. So I think absolutely it's important to treat yourself to your favorite cookies, your favorite dessert, whatever it is, but then in moderation, right? We have those treats, and then, like I said earlier, that water intake, getting a little exercise, going for a walk around the block, just simple little things can really lower that stress, that anxiety overall.
Yeah. I know they have a turkey trot going on in Dawson on Thanksgiving morning. That'd be a good family activity to decrease stress and go for a walk, right?
Absolutely. It'll be a fun event.
Yeah.
Get some fresh air. That's always helpful, too.
That's right. You know, getting together with a family, you mentioned that, Anna. Sometimes that can be pretty stressful, especially in a large group. What would you say would be some things to avoid discussing? I'm thinking of our family. We do have a rule: no political discussion.
Sure.
No political. No politics.
Yep.
And that seems the everyone knows ahead of time and kind of keep away from that. So everybody's not so stressed out.
Right. Yeah. I think that's a very healthy boundary to have, healthy rule.
Yeah. Are there other things that we should kind of avoid? I don't know if avoid's a good word when we get together with our families during the holidays.
You know, I mean, I think that's a good one, but also just talk about the good memories and, you know, just if it's your family event, enjoy that family time. Stay off your phone, stay off the politics, be present in that moment the best you can, and enjoying what's around you. I mean, looking for what's around you, what good is going on around you, and rather than focusing on the negative, of course, is not going to bring us anything positive.
Right.
That sounds very silly, but it's, we you know, these family events only happen so often, typically, and so if we can just enjoy those moments that we're together and be with our loved ones, make the best of it, avoid those.
Put the phones down.
Put the phones down. My goodness. Have a conversation with each other.
Face to face.
How's work going? Yep. Talking face to face.
I've told this story before, but I had a friend that my age, grandpa, he stood at the door with a basket. And when the grandchildren and his children came, everyone put their cell phones in the basket for the 2 days that they were going to be at grandpa and grandma's. And he said, my teenage grandchildren were so mad at me in the beginning. But when they left and I gave them their cell phones back, they said, Grandpa, it's the best Christmas we've ever had. You know,
that's awesome.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
That's very cool. I love that idea.
Yep.
Because it's so easily distracted. We go to that. And I think that's the other piece is our society tells us to keep going and we have to keep up with social media. We got to go. We got to shove. We got to move. And that is not healthy for anybody. And that is a whole other topic of discussion, but that instant gratification that people are receiving from social media is not valid, really. Like, we are going to get the healthy validation within meaningful conversations with our family members, our loved ones, not from getting a post that on Facebook that's liked 20 times or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is really weighing on our society how
right.
Our self-worth is valued by social media. And
right.
Maybe another topic we talk about a different day. But
yeah, I should have clarified, too. I was kind of putting blame on teenagers always being on their phone, but adults
sure.
are the
oh,
same
yeah.
way.
We're all guilty. Yeah.
Yeah, we all are. I am too. So.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, all right. Well, Anna, thanks for joining us on Wellness Wednesday this morning. And those are some ways we can decrease stress during the holidays, right?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Paul.
All right. That's Anna Lewis. Anna's a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner at Johnson Memorial Health Services. And this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.